Oppressed Dynasty Entertainment Show Episode Number 3. Today is the 22nd of February 2023, and I'm your host, Terrence. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, 10 Steps to Writing a Hit Rap Song.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot Door AI.
Our complete guide has laid out the steps that you will need to follow in order to start creating successful, from the scratch rap songs. Think of the steps as the foundational structure to learning to write rap songs, but do not let them limit your creativity. This is a good way for beginners to begin learning how to write a rap song, as it gives structure to your verses. Since you already have the melody, you can just easily rewrite the lyrics of your rap so the verses flow together. Now, you just have to make sure that your verses carry the song, and that they hold listeners' interest in the time between hooks. Start your verses by incorporating the final lines from the chorus. When you are trying to write your verses, be sure that there are words from the chorus of the song that tie into your verses. If you want to write a song without a chorus, use a descriptive word or phrase that summarizes the whole song and makes a lasting impression. You do not want to write the verse for rhyming alone. You get to say something that moves listeners along, deeper in the song. Be wary of using a simple rhyme scheme in your song, as this could easily end up making it sound like a children's song. The easiest rap songs to learn will have a simple rhyme scheme, simple flow patterns, and plenty of breathing room in between lines. The best way that I have found for getting your head in a rhyme groove is by listening to lots of rap songs you enjoy. You can find rap songs using all kinds of different beat patterns and structures, but if you are starting out, stick with basics. If you are going to make rap songs, chances are that you are already listening to lots of hip-hop, but you should try as much as possible to try something new and hear what others are doing, within each subset of each genre. There are certainly a lot of things you can learn about rapping, so continue reading if you want some additional tips about structuring and making your raps sound great. If you have got delivery down and you would like to know how to write better rap lyrics, have a look at the 8 tips below. You will learn the main framework of writing raps from this post, and then you can go ahead and build on it by creating your own styles. If you actually do end up using this post to craft your raps or to write your songs, then do give us a shout out and share your work with us. This helps you to create rap songs. Simply grab an ending lyric from the bars, then begin writing multiple verses of the rap, using the words generated. You can even try writing a rap song without using any words starting with D. You could also attempt writing a rap without ever using a word that starts with the letter D. For example, if you find that your songs are overwhelmingly filled with filler words such as yo, yeah, do, and so on, try recording a rap in which you do not use a single one of these words. The art of writing rap songs comes back again to using your own authentic voice and ideas that will engage listeners. Listeners are bound to hear whether or not you are writing from your heart, or simply trying to make a rap song filled with generic ideas and inspiration. Nothing you write is ever going to be perfect, but once you get a rap that is satisfying, begin practicing it out loud. Not only is it a nice way to end your practice, but choosing to go all the way from beginning to end helps you learn much faster than trying to make one perfect rap song. Get into the right writing spirit. If you are going to put a song together, you need to have a mood in mind that is ready for the written word. Now that you have got your main beats and song structure in place, it is time to fill the gaps and begin writing lyrics, if you have not done so yet. The song structure that you should be keeping in mind as you are writing lyrics is similar to this one from Creative Below. Since you will be writing the song over the instrumental, it is important that you are aware of instrumental song structure, so you can write accordingly. Also, choosing the instrumental early on helps to focus you and inspire what kind of song you should be writing. If an instrumental is sad, then I start writing the first things that come to my mind, then I pick out the best from those to shape my song's concept. If you choose to use any of the chord progressions from popular songs in your song, make sure that you are not using any melody or lyrics from that popular song that you like so much. To begin
writing great lyrics, you need to put a beat that will get your brain juiced and start thinking about crazy rhymes. It is much easier to think up lyrics, rhyming words, and building out your rap song when you have that first piece of the puzzle down. After all, rap songs and hip-hop music are highly dependent on lyrics, beats, and rhymes, while other genres put a greater emphasis on melody. While the beat styles of rap music differ widely in sound, classic hip-hop tracks frequently include samples of songs that have been released before into their rhythms. They are not strictly essential, but nearly every rap song wishing to get airplay or radio play needs a good memorable hook. It can be anything from very deep to just plain catchy, and almost always cements the song's subject matter. Great rap lyrics are personal, they flow like water, they flow in and out of a song, and they also drive home the point or the main topic, much as an excellent essay or short story would.
Episode 3 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Terence Rodriguez. Adios.